wooden staves. You call that a what?
Barrel.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever, what would you say, talking about a barrel of flour, what would a lot of molasses or maybe a lot of lard come in? How would that be?
Generally, we call them a lard can.
Have you ever heard people talk about a large lard can as a stand of lard? Anything like that?
No.
Okay. And well, let's say if you had a lot of molasses and you wanted to put it in a smaller container that had a rather small mouth, what do you call that thing that you might put in that container to keep the molasses from spilling all over the place?
Funnel.
A funnel. Okay. And if you were driving, let's say, a buggy, what might you use to crack over the horse's ears, you know, to get them to go faster?
Whip.
The whip. Mm-hmm. And if you bought some fruit at a store, the grocer would put it in a what so you could carry it home?
Grocery bag. Yeah.
And that's usually made out of what?
Paper.
Made out of paper. Okay. What about, how is a fairly large amount of sugar packaged? If it's not in a barrel, it might be in a what?
Sack.
Mm-hmm. Are those usually made out of paper?
Well, nowadays they are, but back then they're mostly made out of cloth.
Out of cloth. Mm-hmm. Was that, talking about cloth, was that real rough, coarse, heavy type of cloth?
No, not in my age. Mm-hmm. It was kind of a thin, fine cloth. Mm-hmm.
What would they package in that type of cloth that I was talking about, the really rough?
The burlap type. Mm-hmm. Generally potatoes, onions, mm-hmm. stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Would manure come in a sack like that?
Now, what we call UANA would possibly come in one like that a long time ago, or nitrogen, commercial fertilizers mm-hmm. would come in a bag like that.
Mm-hmm. What about a croaker sack? Is that the same thing that we're talking about?
That's the same thing we're talking about, croaker sack of potatoes or something mm-hmm. like that, mm-hmm. and out of burlap. Mm-hmm.
What would you call an amount of corn that you might take to the mill at one time? Maybe not a full load necessarily, or maybe the amount of wood, stove wood that you could carry in your arms at one time.
A turn.
A turn. You would call it that.
Well, that's generally what they.
Uh huh. Have you ever heard people call that anything else, other than a turn?
Heavy load.
Heavy load. And what about if the light burns out in your electric lamp at home, you'd say you'd have to replace the
light bulb.
The light bulb. Mm-hmm. When your wife takes out her washing to hang it up, what does she take it out in?
Gee, I don't know.
What just call that a clothes basket or something like that?
Clothes basket's all I referred to.
Uh-huh. Okay. We were talking about a barrel a minute ago. What would something like a barrel but maybe smaller that nails might come in? You call that a what?
Keg.
Keg of nails. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they still put gunpowder in kegs or not. I guess they used to.
They used to.
Keg of powder. Mm-hmm. What do you call those things that run around the barrel to keep the wooden staves in place? That's the what?
The bands is all
the bands are
referred to. Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard people call those the hoops? Barrel hoops?
Yes, I've heard that expression too.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what about if you filled up a bottle with some liquid, what might you put in the mouth to keep the liquid from spilling out?
A funnel.
Okay, but it could still run through a funnel. What about if you could put something in there and you could turn it upside down and it would...
Oh, you mean a cork? Mm-hmm. Or a cork. Stopper?
A stopper. Are stoppers usually made of cork?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. What do you call this instrument you see people